Welcome to Sacred Heart of the Rose. We're an IRS-approved 501c3, all-volunteer spiritual ministry that synthesizes many of the wonderful qualities found in religions all across the world through time. Whether you consider yourself a pagan, agnostic, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, or member of any other organized established religion, you may find a new spiritual home with Sacred Heart of the Rose. You do not have to disavow your prior membership or affiliations to belong here. We're still in the beginnings of the global pandemic, but I've found some poems that I feel are inspirational despite the global situation, and I wanted to share a few of them with you. So in the next few recordings, probably we'll have a summer and or memory theme. because that's kind of where my mindset is right now. So I hope you get some inspiration from these readings. Today's inspirational reading is the poem called Memory by Anne Bronte. Brightly the sun of summer shone, green fields and waving woods upon, and soft winds wandered by. Above, a sky of purest blue, around bright flowers of loveliest hue, allured the gazer's eye. But what were all these charms to me when one sweet breath of memory came gently wafting by? I closed my eyes against the day and called my willing soul away from earth and air and sky, that I might simply fancy there one little flower, a primrose fair, just opening into sight, as in the days of infancy. An opening primrose seemed to me a source of strange delight. Sweet memory, ever smile on me. Nature's chief beauties spring from thee. Oh, still thy tribute bring. Still make the golden crocus shine among the flowers the most divine, the glory of the spring. Still in the wallflower's fragrance dwell and hover round the slight bluebell, my childhood's darling flower. Smile on the little daisy still, the buttercup's bright goblet fill with all thy former power. Forever hang thy dreamy spell round mountain star and heather bell, and do not pass away from sparkling frost or wreathed snow, and whisper when the wild winds blow or rippling waters play. Is childhood then so all divine? Or memory, is the glory thine that halos thus the past? Not all divine, its pangs of grief, although perchance their stay be brief, are bitter while they last. Nor is the glory all thine own, for on our earliest joys alone that holy light is cast. With such a ray, no spell of thine can make our later pleasures shine, though long ago they passed. Carry love, have faith in the divine, hold hope in your heart, practice charity towards others, all will be revealed. Thank you for joining us at Sacred Heart of the Rose. Here we seek to understand, to balance and rebalance our inner selves with the outer world, and to try to find peace, love, and joy in everything we do. Please join us on this spiritual journey. Together, we can find what we're looking for.